Welcome to Our House, the only complete on-air resource for your home ownership needs.
Welcome to Our House. This is Jonathan Orlow sitting in for Peter Hunt. This show is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your real estate and homeownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Greater Albany, Utica, Watertown, and Phoenix, Arizona. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. Call Hunt Mortgage today at 633-3700 and ask one of our skilled mortgage consultants to work with you to find the lowest rate and closing costs for your particular home financing needs and wants. Also, ask about our many exclusive programs, including our pre-purchase commitment that allows you at no cost or risk to effectively enter the market and find your next home with cash. Call Hunt Mortgage today at 633-3700 for personalized, customized, knock-your-socks-off service. Check out our low-rate guarantee. Certain restrictions apply, and details are available on our website, www.huntmortgage.com. Also, don't forget the first-ever 24/7, 365-day-per-year real estate hotline, the Hunt Hotline, which gives you access to all available information about any property listed for sale in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Albany, Utica, Watertown, and even Phoenix, Arizona. Simply dial 716-631-4800, enter the street number of the house you want to know about, no matter whose listing it is, and the hotline will prompt you with a choice of street names. Select the one you want, and you'll hear a brief description, and then you'll be texted a link to a dedicated website on that property. All automatically and just that fast, anytime in any market we serve, on any listing, whether it's our listing or another broker's. We're in the middle of this hot summer real estate market, and there's a shortage of homes available for sale in many Western New York neighborhoods, and a very high number of well-qualified buyers actively looking for a new home. If you or anyone you know has been considering selling a property, now is the time. At Hunt Real Estate, you can list your home for free. That's right, any Hunt agent can work with you to aggressively market your home for sale to every potential buyer in the marketplace with no out-of-pocket expense to you. As a seller, you only pay a commission if Hunt is successful in finding a buyer who's ready, willing, and able to purchase your home under the terms and conditions that are acceptable to you. Additionally, only through a Hunt agent will you hear these words: "We will sell your home or ERA will buy it." That's the seller security plan. Ask about how it can work for you by calling 633-9400 or stopping into one of our many open houses this weekend. Hunt is the official real estate and relocation provider of our hometown professional teams, the Buffalo Bills, Buffalo Sabres, and Rochester Americans. Our house is broadcast live on WBEN 930 AM. For those of you who'd like to participate in today's show, if you have any questions or comments about any aspect of real estate, give us a call in the studio at 803-0930, 1-800-616-9236, or simply dial *930. Those are all free calls, so join us on the air at Our House. We have a very special show for you today. My guest is Robert Blake. Hi, Rob.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. We have a lot to talk about today. I'm very excited to be here this morning.
I am, too. I was looking through some of the listings that you have right now, you and your team, and you have a lot of fabulous properties.
We do. We have a couple that we actually like to feature on the show this week because they're incredible homes, and they're some of my favorite houses that I've listed this year. We have one right now that's on Bird Ave in Elmwood Village, listed for an unreasonably low $269,900. It's an absolutely beautiful home in excellent condition and everything you're looking for in that area with the original woodwork and hardwood floors, and you're literally a couple doors down from the Elmwood Strip. We got a really nice one in Amherst on 407 Sunrise Boulevard. It's on for $220,000 and it shows so well. Updated kitchen, open concept, beautiful dining room, huge backyard, really, really nice house. And then we have one that we just put on Lincoln Parkway. And as you know, one of the best premier exclusive neighborhoods in the city. House is listed for $464.9, and it has had a tremendous amount of updating, and it lives very well. Again, nice big formal dining room, huge living room, fireplaces. Again, the things that people are really looking for. So I'm excited about what we've been able to put on the market, because as you mentioned, we've been just absolutely starved for inventory. So every time I can talk about a new house that comes on, I'm excited to do it.
You know, Rob, one of the things I want to ask you, you're listing on Lincoln Parkway. It's close to the Olmsted School.
Right.
And a lot of people don't understand how it works with the Olmsted School. If you live in the neighborhood, close by, for people who are thinking of moving to the city and wondering about public schools available, how does that work with the neighborhood schools?
Well, with Olmsted in particular, there is a preferential area within the city that you have to live in. You have to be a city resident in order to get into that school. But besides just living within an area, you can also test in. So they do have like a gifted and talented program that you can enroll in, as opposed to some of the charter schools that are also incredible schools and in high demand, where they have simply a lottery. So those are two of the other options that people have besides just, you know, going to whatever school that they would be typically in their district.
I think a lot of people want to move into the city, people who have kids, but wonder about the cost for private schooling. So what's kind of neat about Lincoln Parkway, you're walking distance to Delaware Park, and you're walking distance to a great public school for your kids.
One of the things a lot of my buyers, when they talk to me about where they want to live, because the city is such an incredible place to be, but they're concerned with schools. And if they don't get into a particular school, the cost of a private school. But they will often then compare that to the inflated amount in taxes that they'll pay to be in a better school district. So oftentimes it will either equal out or it won't be as huge of a discrepancy between the taxes and the cost of the private school. So it makes sense for them to go into the city to be where they really want, because number one rule in real estate, location. So you want to be where you want to be. And then if you want to send your kids to a particular school, you can.
So Rob, kind of going into the location thing, in the city right now, we have a lot of diverse neighborhoods, really different real estate when you go from the Elmwood Village to the Delaware Park area. What areas in the city do you think are really hot in particular?
There, I wouldn't say there's any one particular spot. I mean, it depends on the person. Wherever you're going to go in the city right now, there's going to be attributes that are going to attract certain people. Right now in North Buffalo, with the development that's been happening on Hurdle, it's attracted way more people than we ever imagined just a few years ago. And it's a beautiful neighborhood, and we've seen appreciation there. Elmwood Village, of course, everyone knows that. But the West Side right now has appreciated in value percentage-wise far more than almost any other area in the county, because the value was depressed. And now, because its proximity to such a hot market like Elmwood, we're seeing values double, triple, quadruple over the course of a few years. So that's just not something that happens on a regular basis. And I don't think we've ever seen values like this increase. In a market like the West Side, you can still get in for a reasonable amount and be in an area that you really would love to be within.
You know, I think it's tremendous in the city. 14222, the Elmwood Village zip code, is now the highest average sale price zip code in Western New York.
That's incredible.
It finally beat out Clarence.
Wow.
So it's really just showing Buffalo's resurgence.
Right.
You know, the people who are making big investments in these homes.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's interesting, you know, the city, years ago, people used to be able to get houses so affordably. And now we're talking about your listing on Bird Avenue in the high 200s.
Yeah.
And that's a steal for the Elmwood Village.
It is. And people get concerned. They say, well, you know, these are older homes. I'm not sure if I want to take on the older home, but I want to be in a particular area. But the older home often has better construction materials than some of the newer builds that we have out there. Plus, you have to understand, you're looking for, again, your number one criteria is always going to be location. So if that means you're updating windows, or you're having hardwood floors refinished in order to be in that prime spot, then that's something that you should be penciling in to your budget when you're out looking at a house. And that doesn't just pertain to the city. That could be anywhere or any home. It doesn't even have to be a house that's 100 years old. Tempering expectations when you're looking for a home is something that we're trained to do, so that people are still able to find their dream home, to get into that house, even if it doesn't look like their dream home the second they open the door. As long as the renovation that they would have to do to make it their own is reasonable within their budgetary means, it's something that you have to think about before you start looking at properties.
So, Rob, what do you think the real estate agent's role is with helping a buyer and kind of determining, you know, what do you do with clients to help them evaluate?
Well, I'm glad you asked, because we have a new member of my team, Erin O'Connell, and she's going through the regular training process. And she had taken a mandatory class over the past couple of weeks, and she had come back to me and said that the instructor had told the class that the agents should not really be looking at things like mechanics. They should never even be going into basements because that is the role of the home inspector. And I could not disagree with that more. Realtors have an obligation to look out for the best interests of their clients. And if they don't know about houses, which sounds ridiculous to me, if they don't know about houses, then how can they do a good job representing you? So when I go through a house, I'm incredibly thorough, as you know, and I'm looking at everything that I can. I'm not a home inspector, and I don't claim to be, but you don't have to be an engineer to see, is there a crack in our basement wall? Wouldn't your buyer like to know about that before they sign a contract if they see the walls caving in? Why someone would advise not to go in a basement is beyond me. And you can see a furnace. You don't have to be an HVAC tech to know this furnace is probably 30, 40, 50 years old. This is not a new high-efficiency furnace. This hot water tank is leaking. So it's beyond me why realtors don't follow the number one rule of sales, because at the end of the day, that's what we're in. And the number one rule of sales is know your product. Whether you're selling insurance, whether you're selling cars, whether you're selling software or houses, you should know what it is you're selling. So I disagree with that approach to real estate. So when you're looking and you're shopping around for an agent, one of your qualifying questions, you should have several questions just about a house. Ask them, what do they know about roofs? If they automatically defer to somebody else or to have a home inspector look at it, I would question that realtor and maybe keep looking around. Find someone who at least knows a little bit. You don't have to have a contractor be your agent, but they should know at least enough to look up at a roof.
Well, you know what? I think in this market, people have to make such quick decisions mm-hmm. when they're looking at a house because there's multiple offers. They really rely on the real estate agent to help advise them.
They do.
If it's a good house, a bad house. And we can see homes that are only 10 years old, newer construction, that have significant issues.
Oh, yeah. I've seen new builds that were 5 years old that the roof, I've seen shingles starting to peel. So you have to wonder why. And then you're playing detective. The roof shingles don't typically weather this quickly. Is there an issue with insulation or ventilation in the attic space? You're just asking a question because you want them to at least think about it before they sign on the dotted line. And you're right. It is unfortunate that with the reduced inventory right now, that buyers are forced into this position where they have to make quick decisions, because waiting a day or two could mean the difference between competing against one person or 10 people, or you're just not getting the house. So it's important that you take the time initially when you're in the property so that when it comes time to make the decision, you're ready to go.
All right. I think we have some callers on the line.
Oh, great.
Hi there. How can we help you?
Oh, no.
No.
We lost
All
him.
All right. We lost him.
Well,
went dead.
Phone That's number okay. here is 716-803-0930. Please call in, share an experience, ask a question. If you've had a home inspector save the day for you and point out that a foundation was crumbling so you didn't buy a disaster house, or you had a realtor that treated you well or treated you poorly, or just a question, please call in at 716-803-0930. We would love to hear from you.
You know, Rob, we talk a lot about the city because that's where our office is located, but you sell all across Western New York. What areas, you know, do you work in?
It's a question I'm asked
it's
often.
It's kind of everywhere.
That's what it is. You know, I spend a lot of time Williamsville, Clarence, Amherst. My bread and butter tends to be Elmwood Village, North Buffalo, the West Side, Kenmore. But we do go into the South towns. It's just not as aggressively personally for me, but there isn't an area where I have not gone in Western New York.
We have a caller on the line. Let's see if it'll work this time.
All right.
We have Eric. Eric, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. Thank you for taking my call.
What can we do for you, Eric?
Yes, I'm wondering, do you think that a pool would add or subtract to a home's property value?
Well, are you talking above ground or in ground, Eric?
In ground.
That's an awesome question, because the cost of putting a pool in is significant. So people will often automatically assume, hey, I just spent $25,000 or $30,000 putting this beautiful in-ground pool in. My house is now worth $25,000 or $30,000 more. Unfortunately, that's not the case. Oftentimes, the pool is a net neutral asset to a property. I've worked with buyers who are looking in the $500,000, $600,000, $700,000 price range, who are factoring the cost of filling in a pool, of having trucks come in and demo that pool and have it hauled out and then bringing in the soil in order to purchase the house, because they don't want to deal with a pool. The maintenance, the cleaning, they're just not pool people. on the other side of the spectrum, you have people who absolutely want a pool, and now they're factoring the cost of having to add it if the house doesn't have it already. So when I approach a property, it's usually a net neutral, unless it's something really stunning, really gorgeous. I say, you know what, this obviously is going to attract particular buyers. I can add something for that. But if it's, a pool that's been there for 30, 40 years in the ground, usually that's going to be a net neutral, if not a negative. Does that answer your question, Eric?
It does. Thank you very much.
Oh, you're welcome. Thanks for calling in.
Thanks, Eric.
Thank you.
You know, I think pools are one of those things where you're either a pool person or you're not.
It's
just
true.
Like you said.
And it's shocking, the number of people in Buffalo who have pool. Whenever I get a client in from down south, they're always surprised how many people in Buffalo have pools because our summers are so short. But that's exactly the reason why they do it. We try in Buffalo to capitalize on those 3-4 nice months so everyone wants to be outside and in a pool.
And you know what I think for people, for families that are looking for a pool to have that staycation in their backyard? It's better to find a house that already has a pool than spending that $40,000, $50,000
exactly.
to try to put one in.
Exactly.
We have another caller. We have Steve from Lancaster. Hi, Steve.
Hey, how are we doing today?
Hey, Steve. How you doing? What can we do for you?
Just a quick question. I've been looking to invest my money into real estate, and I'm noticing lately, looking on the websites and talking to friends and family, it's more of a seller's market at this point, and the prices of housing and apartments and duplexes are skyrocketing. I'm just wondering when you see that the market leveling off and kind of coming back down to earth.
That's a phenomenal question, Steve. Well, it's going to depend on the area, obviously, and no one has a crystal ball. But as reassessments, like right now, we know that in the city, there's going to be a major tax reassessment coming up in the not too distant future. As we see interest rates climb, we'll see a cooling down of the market. So in general, a lot of people are predicting over the next 12 to 18 months, we're going to see the market not be as aggressive. As far as depreciation, I don't foresee that happening. So if I have somebody that says, I'm going to wait a couple of years till prices come back down, I say that's not going to happen. We're going to see prices not increase as dramatically as we've seen over the past 4 or 5 years, but I wouldn't tell someone to hold off on investing. As far from the investor standpoint, Steve, the time to buy is always now because your property is going to appreciate if you buy in the right area. So when you buy it today, it'll be worth more in a year or two or three. The longer you wait, the less return you'll see on your investment when someday you decide to sell that investment. And as far as the purchase of the property, a goal for my clientele is to make their offer as attractive as possible without necessarily throwing more money at the seller. What we try and do is strengthen our terms. We try and make our offer as attractive, big down payment. If you can do cash, something along those lines, just to make the offer more attractive so you can get that property, hopefully, under market value.
Nice. Okay. And do you have a website or a phone number I can get in contact with you to get this the ball rolling?
Oh, absolutely, Steve. You're welcome to call me. You can reach me at 716-225-6273, or you're welcome to shoot me an email. It's an easy one. It's my name, Robert Blake, and I have my own team, so it's at therobertblaketeam.com.
Perfect, Rob. I appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Steve.
You know, Rob, I think you make an excellent point. Now is always the time to invest because some of the fringe areas in the city, they're really getting revitalized. You see neighborhoods changing, values going up.
Mm-hmm.
There's still plenty of areas where you can get in at the ground level.
There are. Right off of Grand Street on the west side, we have so much development along Niagara Street. There's like with the Crescendo going in, some really high-end restaurants. There's breweries going in over there. And then we have the push coming westward from Grant. So we're hoping that we see property values continue to increase. And right now, people can get into those neighborhoods for a reasonable amount of money and bank on having appreciation continue.
I mean, it's clear that the Lower West Side, it's going to be as expensive as the Elmwood Village.
It will be eventually. Sure
will.
So
it's a good time to get there.
Yep.
And I think for investors that are looking for, you know, lower priced entry level investment properties, a lot of people are going to Niagara Falls.
That's true.
Because the east and west side of Buffalo, it's becoming so expensive. Rents are going up significantly. Niagara Falls, Niagara County, it provides a tremendous investor opportunity.
And being in real estate, how many times have you heard, if I had only known 5-6 years ago, but people don't know. So they see these areas now where you've had property values quadruple. And say, geez, you know, my aunt had a house on that street, or we sold two of our properties on the street. If I just would have known. Well, we do know. We do see what's happening. We can look a little bit into the future. We see appreciation. We know that there is a limited amount of inventory out there. So depending on the area, there's a finite number of houses. So if an area is getting hot, if people want to be in a particular area, buy now because there's not going to be a new development in the middle of the west side or in certain parts of Niagara Falls.
You know, it's interesting. Even the east side of Buffalo, my family this past year, we sold our family home that we had built in the 1940s that went through several generations. And after selling it, you know, nobody wanted to keep it. We didn't have the means to maintain it. I see the property values going up. And
yeah.
It's unbelievable.
It is.
The rents that people are paying. It's hard to find rentals out there.
Now, let me ask you, Jonathan, what is your opinion on the gentrification of some of the neighborhoods? It's been a hot topic for a lot of people lately. What's your take on that?
You know, I think it's good to see property values going up, but one of the critical things is to make sure that the families who took care of those neighborhoods, mm-hmm. that they're still affordable housing.
Yeah.
You know, we're lucky on the west side of Buffalo that we have organizations like PUSH, where they have sustainable urban housing.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
We have another caller on the line. We have Jeff from North Buffalo. Hi, Jeff.
Hello, Jeff.
Hey, Rob. How's it going?
Going well. How are you doing?
Doing good. I worked with Rob a couple years ago to buy a house in North Buffalo, and hearing his comment about how the market and the neighborhood up there is growing. But one of the things I wanted to make sure Rob talked about is when you buy a home, your electrical is never quite where you want it to be. You may want to add outlets or, in you know, modern homes, Ethernet. But no house, even built 10 years ago, is going to have that. So there's no advantage to buying a new home versus a 100-year-old home for that, because any buyer is going to have to do it.
That's right. Jeff, it's great. It's great to hear from you. I know exactly the home. I remember you very well, Jeff. You and I have gone out since then a couple of times as well. I appreciate you calling in. Jeff is if I'm not mistaken, when you bought the house, when was the first time you saw the house?
I actually did not see the house until after we had closed on it. House sight unseen.
That's right.
Really?
That's,
and you like it, Jeff?
We love it. And
that's great.
Rob made about how timing is important. My fiance and I were in Florida visiting family, and we saw a house come through in the listing. And gosh golly, Rob, you know, can we see it when we get back? And he said, you know what? It's going to be gone. You know, we're only gone for 3 days. It'll be gone.
That's the way it is.
You know what? If we like the house, if you know, the pictures look good, if the structure looks good and the bones and, you know, especially the basement foundation and mechanical, you know, and Katie, now my wife is Tree Trust, your realtor, that, you know, put a bid on it. And we actually didn't see it until I was walking through with the home inspector.
Well, it was a humongous compliment that Jeff and Katie had entrusted me to handle this without ever even seeing the house. We had looked at enough homes where I was extremely confident that this was exactly what they were looking for. But there is always obviously that level of risk. So for them to allow me to put that contract together sight unseen was a huge compliment. They did have the home inspection, which was fantastic, and it gave them an out if need be. But I appreciate the business, Jeff. I appreciate the friendship, and I appreciate the phone call today. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Rob.
Cheers.
Cheers.
We're going to take a short break. We'll be back with more from Our House to Yours after these messages.
If you're a homeowner age 62 or older, you owe it to yourself to look into a reverse mortgage. Reverse mortgages give seniors many different options to access the equity in their home. There's even a reverse mortgage for purchase available. For more information, call Karen Johnson, a reverse mortgage specialist at Hunt Mortgage, at 633-3700 or visit huntmortgage.com. Karen Johnson, NMLS number 485939. Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Jonathan Orlow, sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our House is brought to you by HuntRealEstate.com, where everything is easier for your homeownership experience. HuntRealEstate.com is the only place on the web for a complete inventory of homes available in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, and Syracuse. You will also find access to a complete set of homeownership services. HuntRealEstate.com is powered by Hunt Real Estate ERA in Buffalo, Niagara, Rochester, Syracuse, Utica, Watertown, and Phoenix, Arizona. This show is also brought to you by Hunt Mortgage. For more information about our exclusive mortgage program that allows you to roll in the cost of home improvements into your mortgage, allowing you to buy the before and live the after, you can call 633-3700 for more details on this. Also, ask about our pre-purchase commitment and even our warm home loan. Only at Hunt Mortgage can you find these products. Their phone number again is 633-3700. For those of you who would prefer to pick up the phone, you can call the Hunt Customer Service Center at 633-9400. One of our customer service representatives can instantly direct you to the appropriate professional for your particular needs, buying or selling a home, financing, insurance, or even home improvements. Remember, our guarantee stands. We will sell your home or ERA will buy it. That's the Seller Security Plan. Only available through a Hunt ERA agent. I'm in the studio today with Rob Blake. Hi, Rob.
Hello, Jonathan.
You know, one of the things that was mentioned in my little intro here is our Buy the Before, Live the After, which is an FHA 203K program. And I was wondering if you could touch on that. It's an option for potential buyers out there.
Absolutely, be happy to. So the 203K or the rehab loan allows you to buy a property that traditionally would not, quote unquote, pass an appraisal. So there'd be something wrong with the house. Say the roof is deteriorated to the point where the appraiser says, you know what, you have to get a new roof on it. And then the seller says, I'm not in a position to put a new roof on it. The buyer says, well, I can't come out of pocket. I don't have that kind of money to put the new roof on. I guess we're going to have to move on and look at the next house. No, not necessarily. You can actually roll the cost of that roof right into the mortgage. So if the roof's going to cost $15,000 and the house is listed for $100,000, you can get a loan for $115,000, buy the house. As long as the house is worth at least $115,000 afterwards, you can still buy that house that's perfect for you that may be a little bit needy. It's a phenomenal program, and it's helped a lot of people buy homes.
And it's not just extremely distressed homes.
No.
For people that want to do renovations, no. We have one of the agents in our office, Adele, right now.
Oh, yeah.
Where she's doing a kitchen, bathrooms, total house remodel through the FHA 203K
program.
Yeah,
and you can even do, if you want granite counters, if you want to put in stainless steel appliances, those can be actually rolled in, which I was shocked to find out.
You know, a lot of people think that, you know, if they don't have the cash to do renovations, they have to find a ready-done home. But I think people can still get tremendous deals in this market if you're buying that fixer-upper.
It's true. Now, we focused quite a bit on buyers for the first half of the show, and I'd like to talk a little bit about selling your home because people out there right now are like looking to capitalize on this market. So they're trying to sell their home, and they are operating falsely under the assumption all I got to do is stick the for sale sign on the lawn or put it on Zillow and wait for the check to come in, basically. Unfortunately, people are falling into that trap and the houses are sitting on the market. And in this market, we shouldn't have houses sitting on for 3-4 months. So I want to just touch a little bit upon how to appropriately prep your house to sell. The first thing that I tell people is to make sure that you're staging the house properly. It's one of the biggest things that we should be doing, and it's one of the most overlooked things that I come across, where it's rearranging furniture, pulling down all those things that personalize your home. We want people, when they walk in, to feel as if they're walking into what could be their home, not that they're walking through your home. So family photos, religious artifacts, collectibles, even things like the toothbrush in the bathroom, which people don't really think, or the shampoo that's in the shower. Well, no one's going to look in the shower. Yes, yes, they are. They're going to look
in the
shower.
There's nothing worse than looking in the shower and you see hair in the drain and 1,000 different shampoos.
Exactly.
And you know, you got to clean it up.
It's true. It's absolutely true. So once you go through that house and you depersonalize, and there is no shortage of websites out there that tell you how to stage, then you're prepping it basically for photography. So if you're taking photos of a house that is in stage, it's going to highlight all the things that are in the house or wrong with the house instead of how beautiful the house actually is. Get all those appliances off your countertops. Have one thing sitting out there. Show off how much counter space you have because that's important to buyers. Don't cram your closets full of all the things that you've removed from your house either, because when people are looking at the house, if they open the closet door and see it jam-packed, the first thing they're going to think is, these people have no storage. Is there a lack of storage in this home? We want to show those open. So renting out a storage locker or storing things in a friend's or a family member's house during the listing period is often advised as well. And then taking the proper photos of the property. So we want to be staged. And I've used the expression, not staging your house before listing it is like showing up for a first date in your pajamas. You wouldn't do
I
it.
Like
you,
that.
You want to look as good as you possibly can. Taking the right photos then, making sure that you're capturing the house and the best points of the house possible. So we want to show off the kitchen. We want to show off the dining room if you have one. A formal dining room adds value. If you have a big backyard, let's see it. Get way in the corner of a nice big expansive photo of the backyard showing that it's fully fenced so that it's one less expense that the person with the dog who wants to buy the house has to take on. Try and make your house as attractive as possible. And then, without question, the number one thing is going to be pricing the house appropriately. In this market, people have been inflating the price of their house because they're hearing about 4, 5, 10 offers coming in, people paying $15,000, $25,000 over market value. Is that happening? Yes, it is, but it's not every single house. We have to make sure we're priced appropriately because even in this market, houses will sit. And when a house is on the market for a month or 2 months, people are saying, geez, what's wrong with that house? Is it a foundation problem? Is something wrong? No, we just priced it a little too high initially. Remember, you're only on the market for the first time once. As soon as that thing hits the market and it goes on all the websites, it goes in the MLS, it goes in Zillow, that price is out there. People see that. And if they move on, then you're yesterday's news. We don't want to be a stale property. We don't want the next time they see it to be when you do a $10,000 or $20,000 price reduction. So pricing appropriately is absolutely key, and that means calling in an expert. The Zestimate, just trying to do it on your own. People try, and I applaud them because I understand the reason why, but I've seen far too many people over and underprice their house by tens of thousands of dollars, and it hurts them tremendously financially. I'd love to hear from someone else out there who's done it for sale by owner, who's had a great experience or a terrible experience. Call us 716-803-0930.
You know, I think now is a really good time when you're listing your house to really pay attention to the pricing. Exactly what you said. Mm-hmm. We're getting to the end of summer. Kids are going back to school. If you're at all thinking about selling your house this second, this weekend, this week is really the time to list.
Mm-hmm.
And before you know it, we're going to be running against the holidays. People want to be in houses before Thanksgiving, definitely settled and have everything done by Christmas. And with an average of 60 days to close, you know, this is when you really want to get your home on the market.
And people are often gun-shy. The sellers at this point are saying, geez, maybe I should wait until next year. I say, no way. Right now, a lot of people are thinking that. So we're seeing that even a bigger dip in the market as far as the properties available because people are saying, I'm not sure if I want to list right now. Kids are going back to school. We have one more summer vacation we're going to go on beforehand. So they're not sure if they have the time to do it. Make the time to do it because you're going to maximize profits. We got a caller on the line?
Yes, we do.
Is this Jameen?
Let's try the other line.
Hello, is this Jameen?
Hello?
Oh, hello, who is this?
I was trying to get on the radio.
Oh, you're on right now, sir. This is Rob. What's your name, please?
My name, Edward.
Edward, what can I do for you, Edward?
Yes, I'm calling about... I'm planning maybe to sell my home, but I want to know what the homes are going for in my area. Is there any way I can find out? Is there like a...
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You could start with a very basic search online. That's an okay place to start. I know a lot of agents out there are really against websites like Zillow and Trulia, but I'm not. I think it's a good place to start, but I would not make it the end-all, be-all. The best thing that you can do is to contact an agent because they're the ones who are going to have access to the multiple listing service. They're the ones who are going to have all of the most recent sales going back 6 to 12 months, showing average sale price per square foot, and then they're the ones who are able to factor in how much value is added by having a double lot. How much value do we have to take away by having a very dated kitchen? The neighbor's house next door sold for X, but they had a brand new gorgeous bathroom and kitchen and a master ensuite. How does your house compare price-wise to that property? And only someone who's an expert in the field and been doing it for a long time is able to do that effectively, Edward.
Okay. Yeah, I live in the airport area of Cheektowaga.
Yep.
And I'm just trying to figure out what I know several homes are sold recently. Just trying to figure out what they, you know, what are possibly going for in that area.
Well, why don't you do this, Edward? Take down my number. It's 716-225-6273. Give me a call. We'll figure out a day and a time. I'd be happy to stop by and give you an idea of what your home is worth.
Okay. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
Okay, Jameen, are you there?
Yes, I am.
How can we help you today?
Hi, I'm just wondering what the benefit is of having a real estate agent versus for sale by owner.
Well, it's a great question. Obviously, I'm a bit biased, Jameen. I am a realtor. Let me start off by saying the benefit of not having a realtor first. You're going to save a lot of money, in theory, by not having to pay a brokerage fee on that. Now, hopefully, if you get a realtor that is good at what they do and they know how to appropriately present your house to sell, then you should make up that money. Statistically, your house should sell for between 6 and 10% more. The average real estate commission is right around 6%. Therefore, you should have someone who's an expert working for you, and you should make at least as what you would have made when you sold on your own, if not more. Plus, all the stress of getting attorney approval, handling property condition disclosure statements, lead-based paint disclosures, how to appropriately negotiate. Some people just aren't comfortable negotiating or don't do it very well. So you want to make sure you're never leaving money on the table from the seller standpoint. And that's the big question that people have is, should I do a for sale by owner or should I hire an expert? I would say look into both. Talk to at least three agents. Don't just go with your friend. And a lot of people make the mistake of saying, my cousin got into real estate. And I am very aware of the fact that the number one thing that people look for in their realtor is trust. They want to make sure they can trust someone. And they'll choose someone that's less experienced that they've known over someone that they know is very experienced but they've never met before because of that level of trust. Your niece is going to do a much better job for you because it's your niece. You trust her. But you want to make sure that you have someone that knows what they're talking about. Now, from the buy standpoint, it's a no-brainer. You should have an agent. They're free to you. They're the ones who can set up the appointments to get all the things scheduled, show you four or five houses, and get that all coordinated in an afternoon instead of one house on Monday, two houses on Tuesday, calling on your own, talking to the listing agent or the owner directly. The buyer's agent is without question a necessity in my mind. But from the seller standpoint, if you're an attorney, if you're someone who's in sales, who knows property value very well, it's something you may want to consider doing the for sale by owner, but I would talk to at least three qualified agents before you make a move on anything. Does that answer your question, Jameen?
It does. That was great advice. Thank you.
Well, thanks for calling in, Jameen. Have a great day.
You too. Thank
you.
We have a comment from online from Adam on our screen over here. And he says he purchased a double at an amazing price in the first ward with an FHA rehab loan, put a new roof on it, and now he lives in it and has good cash flow with just one tenant.
That's phenomenal, yeah.
It's a good story to hear. And the first ward, that's another incredible area right now.
Yeah.
Louisiana Street and Ohio Street, everything that's happening down there, I think it's an area that people just didn't even go down to. We've all heard of the first ward, but mm-hmm. now with Riverworks and all of the development there, it's unbelievable how some of these smaller homes that were selling for $30,000 a couple years ago are selling for $60,000, $70,000, the single-family homes. The two-family homes in that neighborhood, they're getting over $100,000 mm-hmm. when they were selling for half of that several years ago.
And those types of houses often will pay for themselves because if you're getting these houses for $70,000 and you're renting out one of the units in it, that can pay for the lion's share of the mortgage payment, if not all of it, and put money in your pocket. And over time, we expect to see these things to continue to appreciate in value and rents to continue to go up. I don't see how you can lose.
I think for sellers in this market, if you've been in your home a long time, there's lots of different options out there to find a new home. I think a lot of our sellers, they're very concerned right now. Where are they going to go? Mm-hmm. We have that big inventory shortage. But if you have an experienced agent like Rob and his team, they can kind of help you with the timing of that. Rob, what advice do you give to somebody where they want to sell their home, they want to move, but they don't see anything out there that they like right now?
Well, it's scary. It's scary for the seller. They say, I know my house is attractive, and if I price it well, I'm expecting it to sell quickly, and I tell them it's going to. And then the fear is, well, we don't want to be homeless. We have two kids. What are we going to do if the house does sell in a week and a half like you're projecting? There's different things that we can build into the contracts that we receive. We can do a post-occupancy if need be, a delayed closing. So we can say we'll close in 90 days instead of 60 days. And then we'll approach the purchaser and say, in the event we don't find something, will you give us an extra 30 days from there? When putting an offer in on a property, you can try and do a pre-occupancy to get into that property even before closing. Now, a lot of these things are obviously not guaranteed, but there is workaround. So in theory, you could give someone 5-6 months to actually find a property and get into it instead of just the typical 30 to 60 days. So, and then there's always that fail-safe. You could put in the reverse contingency that if we don't find suitable housing by a certain date, then it could nullify a contract. It's something I don't like to do personally, but it's there as a safety net in the event we have an extenuating circumstance where we do not want a family, obviously, to be without a home.
That's great advice, Rob. We'll have more talking about real estate after this break.
If you're a homeowner age 62 or older, you owe it to yourself to look into a reverse mortgage. Reverse mortgages give seniors many different options to access the equity in their home. There's even a reverse mortgage for purchase available. For more information, call Karen Johnson, a reverse mortgage specialist at Hunt Mortgage at 633-3700 or visit huntmortgage.com. Karen Johnson, NMLS number 485939. Hunt Mortgage is a licensed mortgage banker, New York Department of Financial Services, and an equal opportunity lender.
Welcome back to Our House. This is Jonathan Orlow sitting in for Peter Hunt. Our House is brought to you by huntrealestate.com, where everything is easier for your homeownership experience. I'm sitting here in the studio today with Rob Blake.
Hello, hi, Rob. Jonathan. How you doing?
I'm doing good, thanks.
All right.
So right before the break, we were talking about people who are trying to figure out what to do. They sold their home. They don't have a place to go. I know you have a really great single-family rental out there.
That's
in a
true.
Hot area right now.
That's true. There is the rental market is actually opening up quite a bit lately, and it's one of those things that people will often say, no, there's no way I want to sell my house and move into an apartment, but it's not a bad idea to at least look into it, because if you can maximize profits today on your house, if this is the perfect time to sell, you could look into getting into a whole single family house to rent. I have one right now on the market in Snyder, in Smallwood School District, on Berryman, phenomenal street, large house, and it's move-in ready. It's a perfect alternative to someone who says, I want to be in a particular area. The house isn't on right now. I don't want to just completely give up. I don't want to lose out on maximizing value for the sale of my house. What can I do? We can rent for 6, 8, 12 months and continue looking for a home. Work with the landlord. Let them know you're looking. Say, if in the event I find a house in the middle of December, can I break a lease? If so, you know, what would it cost me? It may be one of the most cost-effective decisions you make when it comes to selling your house.
I think it's a really good option for people, because in this market, you never know when it's going to change. We can't guarantee what prices are going to be in the spring, if they're going to be higher, lower, or the same.
Interest rates go up. You're going to pay more money. You can afford less house. It's true. And speaking of the rental market, for my investors out there, I've seen a lot of them doing short-term rentals. They used to be deemed the corporate rental, where it's the three-month kind of thing. Calling in a professional stager to come in and put the furniture in the property can really maximize the amount of rent you can get in a very short amount of time. I have clients right now that are getting more for a three-month rental than they would make over the course of a year because they're in such high demand. So if you're in that position where you can furnish a place and rent it out, you could be getting $4,000, $5,000, $6,000 a month over the course of 3-4 months. It's a phenomenal idea.
You know what? I think that's excellent, because there's so many people in the area that are coming short-term. People coming for the construction projects in Buffalo, different architects, project managers,
mm-hmm.
and they only want to be in the area a short time.
It's true.
And you could get quadruple the rent.
And think outside
cases.
The box. If you're looking and you see a great place and you're online and you want to say, geez, you know, I can't go in there. I can't bring all my furniture. Talk to the landlord. See if they'll have it staged and furnished for you and increase the rent by that amount. You can have someone handle that for you. Get a place that's beautifully done for a reasonable amount while you continue to look for a house, or when you're in an area for a brief amount of time.
And for anybody out there who has a house where maybe they're moving out for a while, they're going on a sabbatical, going to be out of town for a little bit.
Our snowbirds who go away for Florida, that's very common to rent their house out for 6 months during the winter season.
At Hunt, we have a lot of athletes, Bills, Sabres players are looking for rentals.
We do.
I was talking with one of our agents yesterday. We had a Bills player rent a house for $7,000 a month because they wanted a large single-family home.
Yeah. That's phenomenal. It's a great option to have, and especially if you're in an area that attracts a lot of people. If you're in the city and you're a snowbird, I mean, you can Airbnb these things, or you can go right through an agent and have them walk you through the whole process and manage it from soup to nuts and get maximize your profits on a house that would normally be sitting there vacant.
Rob, your listing that you have on Berryman, how much is that again?
That one is listed for $2,900 a month.
And can you tell us a little bit about the house for anyone listening out there?
4 bedrooms, the first floor, formal dining room, updated kitchen with granite countertops, comes with all the appliances. Finished basement, it's a great little family room down there in another office. The third floor is finished off as well. It's got 2 full baths, 2 half baths. There's an ensuite off the master, which is huge, with a modest walk-in closet. It's got 2 fireplaces, one of which is inside that master. Lives very well. It's a beautiful home. And again, it's in an absolutely great neighborhood. Backs right up to the park. No rear neighbors. Right to the bike path if you like to ride bikes or jog. It's just a beautiful house. Perfect for a family or anybody else looking to be in the area.
It's a great opportunity for people who are, you know, looking to get into a rental before school starts. It's out there, ready and willing to go.
Yeah.
For anybody who wants to call in before the end of our show, again, our phone number is 803-0930, 803-0930. Rob, you have an interesting concept, and we've mentioned it a few times, the way you work. You work as a team with people. Who are your team members, and what's the structure of that?
So I have a buyer specialist. Her name is Amber Boudet. Everyone on my team was personally trained by me because we want to adhere to a certain code of ethic. We want to treat people the same. We want to approach properties the same way. So I started with Amber Boudet. She takes almost all of my buyer leads out and helps them find properties. We also have our newest team member, Aaron O'Connell. We have Amber Ream, who's been absolutely phenomenal with us for a few months now. She's learned a tremendous amount and is incredible with the clientele that she's been working with so far. My wife, Bonnie, takes care of all the accounting.
I was just going to say that, Bonnie Blake.
Yep. And we still have Katie Dowdell, who is working with us. She was with us for a long time, our right-hand person who is still out there helping our buyers, holding open houses, answering questions. They're just an incredible group of people to work with. And the reason that we started the team to begin with was I didn't want to do the dual representation. I know that it's...
What does that mean for people out there listening?
When I have a listing, obviously people are going to call and they're going to want to take a look at the property. If they don't already have a realtor, oftentimes the listing agent will take on that client as well and represent both the buyer and the seller. But things can get a little hairy. And people start questioning loyalty. And did I pay too much? Did I underpay? Did I get ripped off? So I like to just remove that contingency altogether and say, you know what? I represent the seller in this transaction. Let me get a very qualified agent to represent you. And I'll give them over to, usually it's Amber Boudet or another member of my team to represent them. So there is no question of loyalty, no worries of collusion on any level. So they get their own representation. And I strongly advise anybody going to look at a property, contact a buyer's agent. You want to talk to someone like Amber Boudet or Amber Reen or Aaron O'Connell, give them a call or give me a call. I'm happy to share their information with you. Don't just call the number on the sign, because that person has a contractual obligation to get as much money as they possibly can for their seller. And yes, they'll be very helpful. They'll be happy to set you up with financing and get you at the house right away. But at the end of the day, make no mistake, they're going to be getting double the commission by getting both the buyer and seller on that. And I just don't agree with that concept.
And I think right now, sellers are looking for a higher level of service. For any client you're working with to have a whole team of people behind
yep.
you,
yep.
it makes sure that they have somebody available to go and see houses immediately.
It's true.
There's a lot of agents out there where they're going on summer vacations, they're putting their clients off. You know, they're saying, tomorrow, maybe this weekend, we'll go and look at a house.
Right.
People need to see houses immediately. And working with a team such as yours, where all of your buyer's agents have been put through a rigorous training by you,
yeah.
very good training, people can get their home ownership goals. They can find houses quicker.
And from the seller standpoint, you know that that people who are calling on your house are not being forgotten about or lost in the sauce. If a call comes in, we're handling it. And if I'm busy out showing houses or I'm not in the office for a day or two because I'm racing around doing other things, I have four other people that are monitoring my emails, that are checking my messages to make sure that they're calling back anybody who's called on any of those properties. And that's huge. You don't want to let
that's
one person.
That's the biggest thing.
Yeah.
They say in real estate with the National Association of Realtors that the average response time to a customer should be less than 10 minutes.
Yeah.
After 10 minutes, the customer is lost.
They've moved on.
And working with a team such as yours, a buyer specialist can call that client back and convert them into a lead and show them that house
Absolutely.
Before they lose interest yep. or they're clicking on Zillow and schedule with another agent.
Yeah, and the buyer gets representation. The seller makes sure we get the lead. It's a win-win all the way around.
Rob, again, for people who want to contact your team, how can they get a hold of you guys?
They can email us at robertblake@therobertblaketeam.com, or they're welcome to give me a call at 716-225-6273. And Jonathan, if anybody out there is thinking about getting into real estate, if they're thinking about getting licensed and they want to talk to someone, how can they get in touch with you?
They can call me at our branch office at 720 Elmwood. My phone number direct is 997-0046, and I'd be happy to talk with anybody who's thinking about taking advantage of this market.
Mm-hmm.
You're a great example, Rob. You've grown your business significantly since you've been in this business. Year over year, your listing inventory has been absolutely tremendous. How many homes was it you had this past week that sold?
We had four sell in a week.
I mean, four high-end listings in the city, all selling quickly, and I think it really is because of the hard work and everything that you've put in for your sellers.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that, and I hope they appreciate it as well.
All right, last couple seconds here, Rob. Final thoughts for our callers? Any advice?
Don't wait. Don't sit on your hands and wait for something to come up. Stay aggressive. Keep looking for houses. A lot of people are going on vacation this time of year. This is the time when you capitalize on other people not being around.
We appreciate everybody's calls today. Thanks for joining me today on Our House. Thank you, Rob, for your insights. This is Jonathan Orlow. And remember, when it comes to real estate in Western New York, it's hunt country.